Hello, everyone. This is Becky Bursell. I just wanted to thank everybody for taking time to be a part of our conference calls for Greatest Version of You. For those of you that are joining us for the first time, welcome. We're excited to have you a part of our Kyani family. And just to give you a little background on GBoy, Greatest Version of You is created as a way to become the greatest version of yourself and a way to become the leader that you would want to follow, let alone ask other people to follow. And I think that's a huge part of what we do. I know sometimes use it as a cliche that, you know, Kyani is a great personal progression program with a great compensation plan attached. But quite honestly, it is real. It's a matter of learning and growing and developing. And the only way that your check grows is for you to personally grow. And that's not always an easy thing to do. In fact, most of the times it's very, very uncomfortable. And I think that's why we see a lot of people that get involved in Kyani that don't end up being in it for the long haul. And, of course, that's not just Kyani. That has to do with a college degree or joining the gym or, you know, the divorce rate or a lot of things that are out there. There's levels of integrity and commitment, and all of those things have to apply to your Kyani business as well. So what I want to focus on tonight is a topic that is near and dear to my heart because it was something that I had to develop. It wasn't something I was born with. It wasn't something that I came into, you know, Kyani or this industry with. It's something that had to happen for me over time. In fact, for those of you who don't know my story, a little over 10 years ago, I was introduced to network marketing, and I had no idea what it was before. In fact, my only introduction to network marketing before that time was going to what I thought was a job interview in college after being newly married, and I ended up coming home with a block full of Cutco knives, and my husband didn't think it was as funny as I did, but he thought, you know, what just happened? How did you go to a job interview and come home with knives? And I just was so naive, and I said, I don't know. I just know that this knife can cut through rope and a penny, and how great are these knives? I mean, that was really how naive I was, and I didn't realize there was a whole industry around direct sales and the kind of opportunity that was to be a part of that, or how it was going to affect our lives so drastically later on in life. So fast forwarding 10 years ago, I got invited to a home party. And in fact, the young lady that was inviting me, I think she invited me 8 or 9 times, and I kept kind of blowing her off, thinking, I don't need a job. You know, my husband works 80 hours a week. I have 2 small kids. I'm very active in my church and community and family. I don't need a job. And money's not really the issue for us. It's time. I mean, my husband can work more hours and make more money, and that was my mindset. But very quickly, I realized there was another way to get ahead in life and to really make a true residual income, and network marketing was the absolute dream for that kind of opportunity. You know, that idea of waking up every day, money no longer an issue, and you have full control over your life 24 hours a day. I mean, most people haven't even thought that far ahead or allowed themselves to dream that big, but that's exactly what Kyani provides. So we jumped in, and I should say I jumped in. My husband was a little more reserved. In fact, he finally got to the point where it was like, all right, you do it, but it's not my thing. I'll just support you. And there were about 2 years that I was just kind of playing with it. I would start, I would stop, I would start, I would stop. And, of course, every time I would stop, I would have to start over with new people. And, in fact, I'd love to go back to those people and almost apologize for not having a clue of what I was doing and probably ruining the opportunity for them just because I wasn't the kind of leader that I wanted to follow. And I was asking other people to do the same thing, and they were entrusting that responsibility to me, and I wasn't ready for it. And so that's what Kyani is all about. And Greatest Version of You is an extra pathway of putting you a little further ahead and growing at a faster rate. So the topic I want to talk on is conviction and how you can grow that conviction. And like I said before, it doesn't matter if you were born with it. It doesn't even matter if you have it right now. It is something you can develop. But I want you to ask yourself a question. Have you ever wondered why someone who's traveling the same road as you, you know, especially the Kyani road, and maybe they reach their destination faster, more easily than you do. You know, you watch people who join the same time you do. They're already hitting ruby. They hit diamond. You know, you have guys like Chris Cannon and Ashley who just quit their jobs and are doing this full time. I mean, how do you become that person? And why is it that someone else can get there faster than you can? And this most simple answer is conviction. It has nothing to do with your talents, you know, your looks, your ethnicity. None of that applies in network marketing. It is truly about your conviction and your drive. So conviction makes you feel bulletproof and allows you to be non-negotiable with people. I mean, you have this posture. You have this confidence. It's almost overwhelming to people, kind of like you become that person where they're scared not to follow you because you know where you're going. You have that conviction. You have that posture. And when you have it, everything goes your way. It's amazing how that works. When the doubts, the fears, they're not even around you. They're not even a hiccup in your life. And you are so determined in where you're going. Conviction allows you to literally acquire everything and make everything go your way. Have you ever noticed someone who you think everything they touch turns to gold? It's not because they were born with a silver spoon in their mouth. It's not because, you know, the rainbow shines over their home. It literally is because they have a stronger conviction than the average person. And conviction puts everything within your reach. You know, if you're wondering, how do I become a diamond in 6 months, 12 months, even 2 years? How does that happen? You know, the difference between a diamond in 2 years and 6 months, it's conviction. It's the when your conviction is high, you will find reasons to do Kyani instead of reasons not to do Kyani. When your passion, your determination is unmatched then by, you know, obstacles or fears or excuses, you will find reasons to do Kyani instead of reasons not to. So I made a list of do's and don'ts in developing your conviction. So I wanted to share that with you, these with you guys tonight. And like I said, if you don't have these already, then start now because you can develop it. You know, if I say work with us, you know, an extra 5, 10, 15 hours a week over the next 2 years, even 5 years to become independently wealthy. Independently wealthy, you guys. I saw the funniest billboard on the highway the other day where it said, your retirement plan is not dependent on your, it does not involve your in-laws. And I thought, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people are looking to someone else to provide that lifestyle for them, and it never occurs that way. You can't have what you want without creating it yourself. And you can do that with Kyani, but it's got to start with your convictions. Here's our do's, you guys. Do surround yourself with like-minded people. There's a reason why we encourage you to be a part of the conference calls, be on every, you know, call, event, team call, weekly meetings, partly because we want you to stay plugged in. We want to remind you why Kyani was so important to you to begin with. You know, you look at marriage, and people wonder how we've been married for 20 years, and it's because we've made it a priority. It's not like we got married and then said, okay, you go this way and I go that way. You know, we still have date nights. We still have vacations by ourselves. We still put time and attention into that fragile thing called marriage. Well, you have to do the same thing with Kyani. You have to treat it as if it might not be there 20 years from now unless you pay attention to it, because that's exactly what can happen. You have to put the time and energy into it. You know, anything worth doing, you guys, it's going to be hard. We all know that, but it's worth having. So surround yourself with like-minded people, but by attending the event, hearing from, you know, great success stories, people that have gone from application to diamond in 6 months. They've gone from application to diamond in 6 years, you guys. It's not a matter of the time range. It's surrounding yourself with those same like-minded people. They want the same things that you do. They're going to cheer for you along the way. And you need that kind of encouragement to keep you on track. Here's your don't. So don't procrastinate, you guys. Procrastination is like riding around a bike that has a hole in the tire. You know, you can only go so far, and then you have to stop and pump it up. And every time you stop, you literally put yourself behind in momentum. You lose it, and that means you have to start all over again. That's what procrastination does. Every time you procrastinate something, it makes you get off that bike, look around, be distracted, and find every reason not to get back on the bike. I mean, look, you look at a problem, and you think, you know, it'd be easier just to lay the bike down here and walk home instead of putting air back in it, getting back on it, riding back where you need to go. I mean, all of those things. But in the long run, that bike is what's going to get you where you need to go at a faster pace, you know, in the direction you want to go. But you can't lose that momentum. So do surround yourself with people that are like-minded. Don't procrastinate. You know, just make that a goal to cut it out of your life. When you don't feel like doing something, push yourself out of your own skin, out of your own body, out of your own moment, and make yourself do it. It's a great habit to get into it. It doesn't matter if it's when the alarm clock goes off. Don't hit that snooze button. You know, get up, even if you don't feel like it, even if you only slept 2 hours last night. Make yourself do things that the average person isn't willing to, and that habit will roll over into every aspect of your life. So here's another do. Do stop worrying about the outcome and just start doing and doing and doing. It will create the habit of success just by getting in that phase of doing. Instead of excuses, you just make yourself do. Just get in the habit. Don't worry about jade, and don't worry about, you know, sapphire and diamond and double red diamond. You know, if you just got in the business yesterday, you shouldn't be worrying about double red diamond and if you're going to get a Maserati or a Ferrari. Those aren't the things you should be worrying about. You should be worrying about, what am I doing? What habits am I creating to get to that point so that when I do become a diamond, I'll immediately hit blue diamond and then green diamond and just keep going forward and forward. So stop worrying about the outcome and just start doing. Don't pay attention to the naysayers, you guys. And I always tell people, be careful what you're listening to and what you're watching. In fact, ask yourself, you know, what are you surrounding yourself by? Garbage in, garbage out. Meaning whatever you're listening to, it's coming out of your mouth. Whatever you're seeing, it's coming out of your mouth. You know, you are a reflection of your environment. So whether it's 10, 15 minutes a day and you're in the car, if it's on the way to work and back, be listening to Jim Rohn. Be listening to John Maxwell. You know, be listening to Angel Olvera and Mike Akagi and Becky Bursell and, you know, Marcus Dahlgren, all of these people. You need to be listening to the people that are going to get you where you want to go. Because I can promise you, as much as I love Bruno Mars and Pink and all the other music that's out there, they're not going to get me any closer to my goals in life. They're not going to take me where I need to go. But I promise you, the voice of Angel Olvera and the voice of Jim Rohn and, you know, the voice of Dale Carnegie, all of those people will open up doors for you. And that enlightenment will get you where you need to go. So don't listen to garbage anymore. Do plan ahead, you guys. Make your list of daily goals, which means it happens daily. Daily goals happen daily. And the great thing about making daily goals is at the end of the day, you get to cross them off. And it keeps you accountable to yourself. I mean, the best part about what we do with Kayani is you have no boss. You have no one to report to. And the worst thing about what we do is you have no boss. You have no one to report to. So you have to manage yourself. You manage yourself every single day. So you make daily goals and you cross them off at the end of the day. And I can tell you, some of the best days of my life have been at an exhausting day, and I can physically cross those things off my list. And there is a sense of accomplishment of what's gone on that day. I mean, even through chaos and kids and life and, you know, emergencies left and right, being able to physically see and cross those lists of priorities off, it's a good feeling at the end of the day. Like, you actually did something, you made a difference, even if it was the smallest thing, you know, you moved forward instead of backwards. So do plan ahead. Don't major in the minors. Here's what I mean by that. Keep the small things small. Otherwise, you sabotage yourself. You know, I'm sure you guys have, either you have kids or you grew up with kids, you know, siblings, and I know you've heard the phrase, he made me do it, or she made me do it. That is not the case. We all make choices every single day. We choose to react to things the way we choose. So we can choose to not let things affect us anymore. It's a choice. It's not about your environment. It's not about your lifestyle. It's about a choice that you make in every situation about how you're going to react. You make the choice to be happy because you have determined what will affect you and what won't. Sounds easy, right? It takes practice. But cutting out that emotion and only allowing yourself to take part in the things that are important will always get you ahead in life. So don't major in the minors. You know, the minors, like you got a flat tire on the way to work. That should not ruin your whole day. In fact, you should be excited that you were able to figure it out yourself, whether it was calling a tow truck or fixing it yourself. There's a sense of accomplishment. There was a challenge. You overcame it. look how great you are. It's all about how you see things. So don't major in the minors. You have a choice to make things a big issue or a small issue. I think one of the best people in my life that show that, Mr. Angel Olvera, he does not let things affect him like the average person. In fact, most people that see a problem or an issue, he just recognizes it as a challenge, or sometimes he doesn't even recognize it at all. He gives it no fuel, no thought, no emotion, and somehow it works itself out. I mean, those are great examples of how to get through those things and not major in the minors. So here's a do. Do keep yourself accountable to someone that you respect, someone who's achieved the things in life that you wish to have in your life. You know, and whether that is spiritually, whether that is with Kayani, I have a board of directors in my life. There is someone that sits on my board of directors. Now, there's no formal invitation. Nobody has any business cards on Becky's, you know, board of directors. But they are mentally on my board of directors. And some of them know it, some of them don't. You know, I had John Maxwell as one of my leadership business, board of directors. He didn't know that. He does now, which is awesome. But, you know, some people will go their whole life and have people on their board of directors, and they won't even know it. My dad is one of my spiritual board of directors. You know, my husband is a great, you know, board of director for keeping me on track. He's my foundation. I mean, he literally keeps me grounded in life. So there are people that play roles in your life, and you keep them on those board of directors. Someone on that board of director, though, you're going to want to choose to be accountable to. And maybe it's someone on your Kayani board of directors that, you know, whether it's an upline Ruby, maybe it's someone sideline. Maybe it's your best friend. I don't know. You get to choose. But make sure it's someone that you respect and someone that when you tell them something and they give you feedback, that you won't be offended. Because whether it's good feedback or negative feedback, you've got to learn from it either way. And you ask that person for permission to give you feedback. So you've got to be willing to take it as well. So it needs to be from someone you respect. Because if it comes from someone you don't respect, it just ruins your relationship. And that's not getting where you want to go. So keep yourself accountable to someone you respect. Here's another don't. Don't let the background noise of life get the best of you. Every day there's background noise, whether it's from teachers at your kid's school, whether it's from a bill collector, you know, whether it's from health issues that are going on in your life. I mean, these are all background noise once you have conviction and you've set yourself forward for what you're doing with Kayani. I mean, this isn't just one of those goals, you guys. This is a lifetime achievement. This is something that people work their entire lives for, to live this kind of lifestyle. Look at people. I mean, my son and I were having this conversation the other day, and he and I don't talk too much about money just because I don't think he needs to worry about those things at his, you know, naive 13-year-old age. Those aren't things he needs to worry about. But we were talking about how much money ball players made. You know, I remember if it was a baseball player or a basketball player or maybe it was a golfer even. And I didn't tell him this, but his mom makes as much money as most of those professional ball players. And I don't say that to impress you guys, but to understand, some of those people have worked their entire lives since the day they were born. You know, they had a baseball glove on their hands. You know, they've worked 10, 15, 20, some of them 30 years later are still killing themselves. And they pay a price. They pay a price with their friends, you know, with their childhood. They pay a price with people taking advantage of them. You know, there's a price to be paid. And I thought, how ironic that in just a few short years, without that same level of sacrifice, there's always a sacrifice, you guys, but not that same level, that you can accomplish that same thing. And yet, for some reason, we don't make it as big a priority as some of these professional athletes who pay a bigger price. Maybe that's the problem with Kayani. Maybe it's that it doesn't require as much to live that kind of lifestyle, so we take it for granted. I encourage you to not take it for granted, you guys, because if anyone can tell you it's worth it, I can tell you that. I can promise you that. But every moment, every sacrifice, you know, everything you have to go through to get to that point in life, to live that lifestyle, to have those options, to have that freedom, it is worth it. So let the background noise fade away. Here's another do. Do put as much time as you can into building your dream. I'm going to say that one again, you guys. Put as much time as you possibly can into building your dream. Because here's what I found out. You are never wasting your time or your resources when you're following your dream. Never. It doesn't matter if you've been a jade for 2 years in the business and you're still having to pay money to get to events. It's easy to stand back for the average person and say, gosh, I put more money into this than I've made back. I'm telling you right now, from someone who did that for 2, 3, 4 years before it was paying more than I was putting in, it is never, never a waste of time or resources when you're following your dreams. Never. So follow your dreams, you guys, and put as much time as you possibly can, as much as you can. For some people, that's 2 hours a week. For some people, that's 20 hours a week. It just depends on where you're at and your conviction. Again, you want to know the difference between why somebody, you know, is able to quit their job after 4 or 5 years. Some people do it after 12 months, and why some people will take 10 years. Why some people will never get there, you guys. It's not because they didn't have the opportunity. It's not because they didn't have the talent. It's because they didn't have the same conviction. And they weren't willing to do the things we're talking about today in order to develop that conviction, because that takes too much time. It takes too much effort. As easy as Kayani is, you guys, it's easier not to do it. And that is the truth of it. That's why you are the elite. That's why you're on this conference call today, is because you get it. You understand. You've made it a priority. So here's another don't. Don't let the fear, doubt, worry, the hurts, the frustration slow you down. This is a hard one. A lot of people will use that as an excuse to take their foot off the pedal. They're scared. They're worried. Somebody hurt their feelings. Somebody told them no. They're frustrated because they've been in the same place they were 6 months ago. Now all of that creeps in and you take your foot off the pedal. It takes a lot of character to push through those experiences, to not let them slow you down. But here's what I found. If you can find a way to flip it, use it as fuel instead of as an excuse. When someone tells you no, want it more. When someone says Kayani doesn't work, you pretend like they just said something nasty about your mother. And you could not be more offended, you guys. And then you go to bat for Kayani like you're honoring your sister. I mean, literally, you need to defend it like it is the end all, because it really is, if you make it that way. So use it as fuel for your fire. It will motivate you. It will build that conviction. If you can learn to turn that switch from hurt and doubt and worry to fuel, use it as the fuel. Here's what I found. Of all the liars in the world, the worst kind of liar is your own fears. Most of them aren't real. Probably 99% of them we create ourselves. We handicap ourselves. We create obstacles that they're not even there. Here's another do, you guys. Do praise others often. And whether it's your children, whether it's people in your organization, whether it's your upline, tell them how wonderful they are all the time. Because here's what I found. Whatever you put out into the universe comes back to you tenfold. And you're going to need a lot of encouragement in your Kayani adventure. You really will. And unless you're giving it, you're not going to receive it. Be that person that it just comes out naturally. Tell everybody how wonderful they are, how proud of them you are, how inspiring their story is, how you hope you can have that kind of effect on people someday, you know, how you look up to people. Don't hold that in. I think one of the worst things we can do is hold compliments inside. I don't care if it's a total stranger. Tell them how you love their smile. Tell them how much you love their shoes. You have no idea how one little compliment can change someone's life. Not just their day, but their whole life. You know, I have a brother-in-law, and I don't think he even knows this. At some point, I'm going to have to write a book and dedicate it to him, just surprise him or something. But when John and I were first married, he and I were talking about how we needed to make some money for the summer so that he could go back to college and maybe not have to work as much, so that, you know, he could get higher grades. And he wanted to go to medical school, and I was working while he was going to school. And his brother-in-law had a summer business for John, where he would come home, and he was a systems engineer, and they would go out in the oil fields, and they would put all the systems together and computer systems for all the oil field workers. and they needed to hire someone else. And I said, well, I'll do it. And my husband kind of looked at me, and he kind of looked at me, and I said, I'm a quick learner. You just have to show me how. And he's like, Becky, of anybody who would get it and someday, you know, not only learn it, teach it, conquer the world, girl, you would do it. And do you know, that was 20 years ago. And that has stayed with me in 20 years, a little compliment like that. Imagine what you could do for someone with praise. I mean, imagine what you could do in your own home with praise, with relationships, children, spouses, siblings, parents, even when it's not comfortable, even when you don't feel like it. Praise someone else, because I promise you it will come back to you tenfold. Here's a don't. Don't be quick to judge, you guys. It's very, very easy to do, and it's a very nasty habit. And I encourage you to get out of that habit. The best way to do that is to praise other people. But I want to leave this with you. And it's something that was taught to me a long, long time ago. In fact, I was very young, but it has stayed with me. There are only two types of people in this world. There are those that you love, and there are those that you don't know well enough yet. Don't be quick to judge. In your own organization, I promise you, you think you know who the next superstar is, you'll be shocked. The person that you want to recruit because you think they're going to go hit diamond in 6 months, they won't. The person that you didn't think to invite to a meeting, someone else will invite, and they will. They'll go hit diamond in 6 months. Do not judge. If you got off this phone today, you guys, and you decided, I'm going to give everyone I know and everyone I come in contact with the chance to tell me no to Kayani, you will reach every goal you've ever imagined in Kayani. And it will become the easiest thing you've ever done. You won't care who says no and who says yes. You can't dictate that anyway. Your job is just to share the information. Let those that get it, and run with it. Those that don't, so sorry, so sad, see you later. Move on. But don't be quick to judge. Maintaining conviction is about management of your fear every single day. You manage your fear. And not creating the absence of fear. It will always exist, you guys. You can't get rid of fear. It will always be there. But you can learn to manage it every single day. And I promise you, your conviction, your drive, your excitement will make fear seem like a distant thought if you can grow that conviction. There's a quote from Theodore Roosevelt. It says, far better it is to dare mighty things, to win glorious triumphs, even if it's checkered by failure, than to take rank with those poor spirits who neither enjoy much nor suffer much, because they live in the gray twilight that knows not victory nor defeat. Theodore Roosevelt, meaning unless you've tried, unless you've failed, unless you go out and pursue your dreams, you're not living. You're existing. And I can promise you, living is so much better than existing. So even if the doubts and the fears are there, grow that conviction, you guys, because it will put everything else to bay. I mean, it will allow you to get where you want to go. You will feel bulletproof. You will wake up again with thinking of every reason to do Kayani instead of every reason not to. I love this company, you guys. I've never seen an opportunity on this planet where anyone with that level of conviction can go out and literally achieve their dreams. I think Kayani is like the Statue of Liberty. You know, give us your humbled, your orphans. Give us your homeless. Give us everyone. Give us everyone that's failed in network marketing in the past. Give us everyone who never had a chance to live their dream. Give us everyone. And we'll show them how to achieve that success. All they have to have is that conviction, and they have to have a desire. They've got to build a work ethic. We can teach everything else, you guys. Everything else you can learn along the way. But build that conviction, and you'll get there so much faster. It's a sweet thing, you guys. Make sure and like us on Facebook. Go to Becky Hawkins Burcell. It's the Greatest Version of You website, GBoy. Like us so that you can be up to date on all of the conference calls, all of the events that we're doing. You'll be a part and be able to see all the recognition with all of our new emeralds and diamonds, the people that are already achieving and earning their Kayani cruises and GBoy cruises. I mean, it's just been quite a ride, you guys, the last 12 months, and I'm so excited for all the new growth and the successes. But here's what's great. With everything I've seen in the last 6 years, it will not compare to what's going on in Kayani in the next 6 months. This new Ruby bonus, you know, where you can make $10,000 in the next 3 months just by putting aside all the doubts and fears and going full force. You guys, don't even ask questions. Just do and do and do every single day. And literally, even if you didn't understand the comp plan yet, you can make $10,000 in the next 2 months, 3 months by getting to Ruby in 90 days. Your upline leaders are so prepared to help you do this. All you have to do is voice that to them. Voice your desire. Voice your conviction. Don't wait for someone to give you permission to have success. You already have that. But you've got to tell us who to work with. Make that phone call, you guys. Let them know that you expect their time and that you'll be willing to work 10 times harder than even they will. And you'll create an incredible friendship and bond for life at the same time. It's just amazing how that works, guys. Again, thank you so much for being on the call. Watch the website for our John Maxwell event. He'll be our next speaker on our next conference call. He's just amazing. He loves these calls. He loves getting a chance to meet each and every one of you. Don't forget our event that's coming up in March in LA with Maxwell as well. If you love these calls, imagine a whole day of being able to be fueled and have the material, have the insights, you know, have the knowledge to go out and conquer the world. And that's really what it's all about. So God bless everybody. Have a phenomenal night. We'll see you all soon.